It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones.
Lacan Family Celebration Life Center is also embracing technology in a new way with a redesigned website launching soon. It's part of their effort to make information and services easier for families to access. You're rolling out a brand new website. What inspired the update?
We're just always looking to find ways to make it easier for people to learn more about our services and what we have to offer, who our staff is, what our facilities look like. So that was really the inspiration. Our current website we've had for less than 5 years, I know that for sure, but it just was time to try to re-image the website.
What are some of the new features families will find most helpful?
Well, I think one of the greatest aspects of the new website is it's just loaded with pictures. We've really worked hard to incorporate pictures of our facilities and also especially pictures of the monuments that we can help families develop. I think when they can see visuals, it often helps answer questions and gives them ideas in moving forward with potentially creating their own monuments. So the picture portion of the website or the pictures complementing the website are really what I think will be most exciting.
How will this new site make it easier for people to learn about your services or pre-planning options?
We've really focused on trying to make that pre-planning piece just more user-friendly. So there are several places on the website where you can click into a document that you can plan and begin to document your thoughts and wishes and ideas of what you're looking for. And historically, we've had a little bit of challenge with different operating systems on mobile devices when people try to access those online forms. And so I'm really excited that the form that we're going to be using now will be much more accessible from a mobile standpoint, so that when people are with their loved one in a hospital setting or a hospice facility and they don't have a computer at their hand, that they can really work to fill out and complete those planning documents on their mobile devices without any challenges. So that's one piece that will be super helpful. We've also tried to incorporate some new checklists. People oftentimes ask us if we have any checklists of things that you need to complete after someone passes away. Like, what do I need to do now that someone's gone? And how do I handle and manage, you know, their affairs that need to be settled? And so we've created a checklist that's available for people that will help them think about different aspects that they need to address. And it may not be 100% comprehensive, but it's certainly going to be a good guide to get started with making sure that you're canceling subscriptions and closing credit cards and thinking about credit bureaus and probate and attorneys and taxes and various things like that. So I think that form will be super helpful. We've already been able to offer that to a few families, and it seems to be a really useful tool. We create a tribute page for each person, and that tribute page allows people to leave their condolences, memories. They can download photos or upload photos, rather, to be able to share online. And so the tribute page is specific to an individual and offers the service information as well as that space to offer your tributes and condolences. So that's a neat piece of it. We also have focused on sharing more information about ways people can personalize their services. And, you know, that can be anything in the form of flowers, the music that you choose. It can be photographs. It can be creating a tribute video. We also have a lot of different keepsakes and opportunities for you to incorporate items that help you to share people's stories. So for example, we have the Soul Stars, which is a little metal plate that people can purchase. The plate has a QR code on it. You access that QR code that takes you to a website as the owner of that QR code, and you can enter information about your loved one. And you can upload photographs and videos, and you can add obituaries and written content to this website that then people can access when they scan the QR code. You have the opportunity to determine if you want it to be private or public settings. And so you can choose if someone scans the QR code that you want to know who's scanning it and allow them access so that you know it's all for the good. Or you can make it a public access that anyone who walks by and sees a QR code and scans it can do that. And then they can learn more about your loved one. And this is a way to keep someone's legacy alive because as people wander through cemeteries, they like to know a little bit more about individuals that have been buried there. It will go live at the same address that we have currently. So at LacanFuneralHome.com is the way that people can access our website. And as soon as it's live, it will be there and ready for people to check out.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at LacanFuneralHome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.